You're listening to SBS News.
Priests and religious leaders could face up to 3 years in jail in Victoria if they don't report child abuse allegations. New laws introduced to state parliament will make it mandatory for religious leaders to report suspicions of physical and sexual abuse of children. The Minister for Child Protection, Disability, Ageing and Carers in Victoria, Luke Dunellan, says like police, teachers, medical practitioners and early childhood and youth justice workers, clergy should be compelled to report abuse.
If you think a child is being hurt, report it. No exemptions, no special treatment. Yeah. It's a cultural change as well as a legal change, and we're committed to delivering it.
Clergy are already subject to mandatory reporting laws in South Australia and the Northern Territory, but the Catholic Church argues priests are obligated to defy such laws and not disclose what they hear during confession. The Archbishop of Melbourne, Peter Comensoli, has told the ABC's John Fain he's prepared to go to jail rather than break the confessional seal.
Will you or won't you comply with the new law that's proposed by the Victorian government to mandatorily report it?
Personally, I'll keep the seal.
Are you and your fellow priests, are you prepared, if necessary, to go to jail if the law is breached?
I'll speak for myself, yes.
Chrissy Foster's two daughters were abused by a Catholic priest. She says the Catholic Church's failure to report abuse, including acts by paedophile priest Father Michael McArdle, has made legal reform necessary.
He confessed 1,500 times to sexually assaulting children over a 25-year period to 30 different priests, and they all said, go home and pray. That's the Catholic priesthood in action.
Catholic priest Father Kevin Dillon believes mandatory reporting is well-intended and that people trying to cover up child abuse shouldn't be allowed to exploit the seal of the confessional. He says it's time the church re-examined the secrecy of confession.
The church itself has got to look at this issue of the seal and say, even in rare cases that people will come forward seeking sacramental forgiveness, to say, well, is there a better way we can do this? And is there a way in which we can say, as a church, well, the seal of a confession applies in nearly all situations, but in some situations it may not apply. It's within the church's capacity to change that. They've changed lots of other things.
Luke Dunellan has told Parliament if passed, the laws will be adhered to.
I am advised there is resistance to the confessional seal being broken, but let's be very clear. What will prevail is not the practice necessarily of the church, but the practice of the law of the state.
Victoria's Attorney General, Jill Hennessy, says the rights of children need to be put first.
I don't think that in contemporary and mainstream times, knowing what we know now, that we can do anything other than say that the rights of the children trump anyone's religious views. Ultimately, this is about making sure that we start to right the wrongs of the systemic abuse that has occurred.
The reforms would also allow survivors of institutional abuse to apply to the Supreme Court to overturn compensation settlements previously signed with churches that are unfair and inequitable. Chrissy Foster fought for years for compensation for her two girls. She says the Catholic Church used its privileged position to strike bargain basement deals with vulnerable people.
We have been constrained and controlled and bullied by the Catholic Church in particular into accepting pittances, very small amounts, for this horrendous crime.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.